A peak Indigenous advocacy group that's often criticised the federal government is set to lose its funding. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, has told the National Congress for Australia's First People that it'll need to stand on its own without federal support. The move's been condemned by Reconciliation Australia and the federal opposition. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
After months of trying to arrange a meeting with the Prime Minister, the co-chairs of the National Congress for Australia's First People finally met Malcolm Turnbull in Sydney last month. But after these positive talks, funding for Congress looks set to be cut. Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion told the Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association the Congress is not representative and it doesn't deserve federal funding.
$30 million to support Aboriginal people on the basis that that becomes sustainable funding. Well, the money ran out and I can't find someone, apart from those people who head Congress, that say that money's well spent. I talk to Aboriginal people right across this country and all the time I spend my life with Aboriginal people. The vast majority of them say we just don't even hear from them. We don't know who Congress is.
The Congress was established in 2010 to provide a national voice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Members elect the co-chairs to lead the organisation. In a statement, one co-chair, Rod Little, says he finds it alarming the Prime Minister wants to maintain a relationship while Senator Scullion is unsupportive. He disputes Minister Scullion's claim membership is low, stating it represents more than 8,000 Indigenous Australians. The Chief Executive of Congress, Jeff Scott, told Karma Congress isn't allowed to invest its government funding towards long-term sustainability.
People are scared of this government. They're scared of bully boy tactics. They'll do and say what is required to keep their funding so that services can continue. So, in short, their people will not go without. The other comment about that he made was about the other representative bodies. We are a representative group and a lobby group.
The opposition's Indigenous Affairs spokesman, Shane Newman, says there is a place for the peak body, which has suffered funding setbacks since 2014.
They have a central voice and a central role in efforts to close the gap in Indigenous disadvantage and should be partnering with government and cannot and should not be treated in this way by the Minister.
He's called on the Prime Minister to intervene and to override Senator Scullion.
A strong Congress will really strengthen leadership, governance and capacities of Indigenous organisations, and Nigel Scullion's completely wrong.
Reconciliation Australia is also defending Congress, saying its membership is growing. The Chief Executive is Justin Muhammad.
Its membership is made up from the most disadvantaged population of this of Australia. And to say they've become more, to become self-sustainable, that, I mean, it's a great aspiration, and in time that possibly can happen, but it's very hard to do that.
The Chief Executive of Reconciliation Australia, Justin Muhammad, ending that report by Stephanie Corsetti. And the Minister's office was contacted for a response to this story. A spokesman says Congress represents a little more than 1% of the Indigenous population.